Hey, Hun Butts and Hun Bros. The fourth annual MLM conference is coming up in May, and we need your help. We're looking for survivors of MLMs, hello, to share what they were promised when they joined and what they lost after they left in a short video to be used for the social media advocacy portion of the MLM conference. We all know that the collective voices of survivors is so powerful, and we want to show the industry professionals watching that we're a force to be reckoned with. So, if you would like to help us out, visit bit.ly/promise-loss for all of the information on what we need and how to submit it. And don't forget to tune in to the MLM conference on May 2nd and 3rd to see our presentation and listen to all of the fantastic panelists. We've got a lot of new faces this year, and I couldn't be happier. Visit mlmconference.com for all of the info and to register for free to attend this virtual event. And I'll see you there, huns.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry systemically designed for you to fail. Join us as we dive into the real-life stories of survivors, experts, and advocates to debunk the common myths and fallacies of cults, scams, and multi-level marketing. A quick content warning. This episode deals with triggering topics including mental health, narcissism, examples of manipulation, gaslighting, and high demand control. Please use discretion when listening. Hey, Hunbots and Hunbros. It's October, and you know what that means. It's time for MLM horror stories. We've got some really incredible stories this month, and also a couple bonus episodes. I've been researching little mini stories and little tangents from episodes, or when people go, hey, have you ever heard the story of this? Or did you ever hear about this? I've just been sort of taking notes and researching and finding pretty interesting stories that have at least an MLM, if not a scam and fraud connection. So keep those ears peeled because some more bonus content is going to be coming your way from now until the end of the year. So I'm really, really excited. And if you guys know like a cool story and you're like, I really want to tell this story, hit me up and let's tell a story together. It is really fun. And even if you don't want to be on the show, but you're like, you really need to know about this particular story, you know what? Hit me up and let me know because I love doing these little mini dives and I want to create really great content for you guys. So keep your eyes out on Wednesdays for bonus episodes. I'm not going to promise every Wednesday because I do have a lot going on, but I'm going to try my best to get bonus episodes out on Wednesday. I'm going to try my extra best to get those episodes up even earlier than that for the Patreon members. And I wanted to say thank you to our newest Patreon member, Jeanette Holian. Girl, I can't. For real, you're so sweet. So yeah, stay tuned. If you are enjoying the show and you just want a little bit more, you know what I mean? Look into joining the Patreon. We have $5 and $10 tiers, and I'm going to be creating, like I said, lots of bonus content, including some video-based content, including some live Life After MLM episodes and things like that. I really want to make the remainder of the year really fun on the Patreon and also here on the podcast. So I am working double time for you guys. Send in those episode requests. And yeah, there are so many great episodes. I wish I could give you even more sneak peeks. But again, if you're on the Patreon, you get those there too. So if you want to join, the link is in the show notes. You guys are incredible. And other than that, enjoy this episode because it is equal parts hilarious and horrifying. Welcome back to another episode of Life After MLM. You guys, today I am insanely excited for our guest. If you have TikTok, if you're a Gen Xer, if you have not been living under a rock, you know exactly who I'm about to introduce. And that is the amazing Julie Anderson. Hi.
Hi.
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so good. I've been wanting to talk to you. I don't even know for how long. I'm sure there's a million comments going back and forth. Like, we should talk. Totally. Yes. We should talk. Totally. And finally, I was like, Julie, here's my link. And you're like, I booked. And here we are. Like, yes. It was instant. Like, so
we're yes.
I am so excited to introduce you to people who maybe have never even heard of you. You are on TikTok. You're like the Gen X person on TikTok. You share all kinds of stuff with Gen X. I think it's great. I was born in 1981, so I'm right on the cusp, but I feel more Gen X than I do millennial. I just, your account cracks me up. You, whenever you come across my For You page, I'm like, yes, you are so great. And then one day, randomly, I was following you just for your Gen X content. And then one day you started talking anti-MLM and I was like, wait a second, we have even more to talk about. So welcome to the show.
Thank
it's
you.
So great to have you. And let's talk about your anti-MLM journey. How did you get into MLM? Let's start there.
Okay. So my MLM was Monate, and I came across, I know I'm going to see the pain in your face. I had a friend on Facebook post about how great her hair looked, and her hair was beautiful. It was really thick and gorgeous. And I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. This is so out of the norm for her to post this. I've got to trust her. Like, this is, cause this is just, I've never seen her do anything like this. There must be something to it. So I, you know, surreptitiously went on her link and then I just placed an order. I didn't say anything. And I was one of the people that had really good results. I noticed a big difference in my hair right away. Now, I had never purchased nice shampoo. I always had just crap shampoo, right? So that probably, you know, could be a part of it. I kept purchasing these products as a retail customer. So with Monate, they've got those three levels. Retail, like, you know, now I know all my MLMs kind of do this thing to give the illusion that they have customers outside the distributors.
Illusions, Michael. Illusions. Yeah.
And I had placed 7 orders of all different products. Like, I really liked them. And she kept, every time there was a flash sale, she would try to, you know, get me to sign up as this VIP customer. But I didn't want any part of it until she said, you know, if you had signed up by now, you would have done your 3 flex ship orders by now. And because I didn't like this auto ship thing. And so then I'm like, well, okay. And then after that, I had people asking me what I was using on my hair and I was telling them and I thought, well, why don't I sign up and make some extra money? I had no idea about pyramid schemes. Growing up, it was like my mom would have some Amway cleaning products, a little bit of Mary Kay, but it was never this full-on recruitment mode. I just thought, I'm going to buy some shampoo. I'm going to have it in my gym bag. I'm going to sell it here and there. I'm going to make $40. That's what I thought. Of course, you get sucked in and it's just all the indoctrination happened the first time I made that purchase, which is then, you know, you're kind of like lured. They just keep, you know, drip on you until you become, you know, you're recruited. The best recruits come from your customer base. I think it was December, May 2017. I became a market partner with Monate. And I just thought, okay, well, I'm going to do everything that they tell me to do. When I signed up, I asked my upline, who was my friend at the time, that relationship has been completely destroyed because of this. She's still in it. I hope she gets out one day. But like, what product pack should I sign up with? And she said, the biggest one. We all regret not picking the biggest product pack.
Buying the biggest one.
I didn't know. Of course, you get a hefty commission with the biggest product pack. And so I was like, okay. And it was like, before I knew it, she was on the phone to customer service. And I remember at the time feeling confused, like almost like, did I agree to this? Like, I want to, but it was just moving really quickly. I copied what she did on social media. I had a business page. I started posting every day. There's a team group, just like all the other MLMs, multiple team groups, you know, welcome, Julie. This is awesome. And then I would post on social media every single day. And I did all the gross things that, you know, you're not supposed to do and all this. And so, but I started to sign up people. The first 30 days, I didn't really sign up anyone. And then I started to gain some steam. And I was one of the first people in my area to promote Monate. And so the highest rank, I think in that first 3 months, like other multi-level marketing companies, you get that 3-month smart start period kind of thing where they give you all these bonuses. You're like, holy fuck, like I'm going to be loaded. Like this can happen. Like I can quit my job. Like it's just such bullshit, right? So But in the 3 months, I ranked up to the highest rank that I ever achieved, which was MMB, Managing Market Builder. So that's like the first leadership kind of rank. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the next part of this story is what really fucked me up. Being in like two commercial cults at the same time, which a lot of us have, is then I got into a network marketing coaching group run by Ray Higdon, and it's called Rank Makers.
Oh my God. You said Ray Higdon, and my whole body went cold.
Yeah. Well, it's taken me since I've been out, like fast forwarding this, I've been like speaking out about 8 months now. And it took me a few months working with my psychologist to be able to say his name. And without accolades and gratitude, just like healing from what was about to ensue. Right? So I think I was in Mon 8 for about 4 months, and I came across a video of Ray giving training. And I don't remember what it was. I don't know whether it was, I think it was a free coaching Friday. He used to do this. I don't know if he does this now because he's blocked me on everything. But at the time, I don't know whether it was a targeted ad or not. I thought the information was incredibly helpful. I thought, I don't know anything about network marketing, but this man seems to know what he's talking about. He's giving really good advice, right? I just completely was like, I just was completely sucked in. And I thought, if he's giving this much information for free, how good is it going to be if I pay to get into Rank Makers at only $19.99 a month, US, right?
Imagine yeah. Courses you can take when you pay.
Oh, and
this
I took
is
them
the
all.
Free stuff.
Yeah, this is the free stuff. And so I got into the group and I thought it was amazing. There was all these people from all different network marketing companies at all different levels. I felt like really a part of something special. We're going to do network marketing different. This is a different breed of network marketers. We're going to show up with integrity. We're going to do things the right way. And I'm like, this is awesome. And so I had no education about what a fucking pyramid scheme was. I really had no idea. So by the time, you know, like I've had good results, nothing would have got through to me at that point saying like, this is a mathematically flawed business model. I wouldn't have cared because I didn't have that exposure when I was young enough to know that this stuff is so screwed up. I just thought, I don't care. Like my hair looks great. Like I don't care. I was personally benefiting. So, you know, you get sucked in so quickly that all those thought-stopping cliches, like it's not a pyramid scheme because pyramid schemes are illegal. That made perfect sense to me. And that's what we would say in this group. That's what we were taught. We were coached. So when I first got into Rank Makers, there was all these like videos and introductory things to go through. And you do not recruit or prospect other people in the group because this is like with all different companies. We're all in this together. And at the time, Ray would go live every single day, usually in the morning, and he would give a training. So we would tune in every single day to watch like how to write a curiosity post without being like really, you know, gross and mentioning your company's name. Never mention your company's name because, you know, there's bad information out there from people that are haters, inaccurate. You want them to contact you. That's why, you know, you say it's like, shout out to my girl, Roberta, who bought my bottle of shampoo and has great hair. You just leave it like that. And like people will clamor to your posts and like, then you'll say, DM me. I'm like taking all this information. I'm like, wow. He also introduced one of the first things of cult jargon that now I'm working to like deprogram, get out of my brain, where he's like redefining words. And I know within a multi-level marketing company, the word edification is misused. It's deification. That's what they mean.
Oh, absolutely.
Edification, right? The other one is he's redefined the word posture. And he says this still on his training videos, like you can see on YouTube. He calls posture, he defines posture, and this will creep you out because I've got this like licked after 5 years of listening to him intently, watching him pretty much every day. Posture is the belief in what you have without the need for external acceptance or approval. Whoa. So yeah.
So like that dog whistle, you're like, boom, I know
yeah.
this.
Totally. I believed hardcore everything. So when you think of that, the concept itself, without like redefining the word, the belief in what you have without the need for external acceptance and approval. It's like confidence. That's great. All of these concepts have like seeds of truth. They have like validity to them, but they get twisted and then you get manipulated. And there's the introduction of like gaslighting and self-sabotage. You have limiting beliefs. He will tell you what your limiting beliefs are. You have a scarcity mindset, but it's all interwoven with good. So there's like ritualistic stuff that would go on in the group as well, aside from the daily live videos. So you can imagine there's like an army of us that would like be really excited, and we would tune in. We would do anything we could to tune in live to watch him every day. I would take notes on his training. I would pause it. I would transcribe it. And then I would tell it to my team. Very often after that, he'd go live on his personal page or maybe on Instagram. And we would all troop over to those pages as well. So we're like just taking in this information all the time from him.
But then like you guys are watching this and you're commenting, and there might be other people who have no idea what's going on. And just because there's so many comments and likes, it's being put in the algorithm and it's coming up on their feed as like the next video. And they're watching this and they're going, what is this guy talking about? And obviously we always head to the comments to try to figure out what's going on. And what they find in the comments is validation of what this man is saying. Oh, you're so right. You're such a genius. Everything you say is brilliant. And this person goes, And then now they're listening to it, not with a skeptical mindset where they were like, who's this guy? They're going, oh, there's hundreds of comments saying this guy knows what's going on. Maybe he does know what's going on.
Totally.
And then all of a sudden you have this open mind to what he's saying. No due diligence. You're just believing everything he says without any sort of secondary anything. You're going, oh, that does make sense when you think like that. Oh, wow.
Yes.
And there's another person who's sucked into it.
Yes. But Wednesday, he did something called Wealth Wednesday, which was really cool, but also twisted and messed up at the same time, like everything is. And I just want to say, too, before I go any further, all of this is my opinion, allegedly in my opinion, and it's intended to like just like share my experiences. So I do believe Rankmakers is a cult, as is Monet. Wealth Wednesday would be, this is to improve your money mindset, because there's something wrong with you if you don't have money. It's a mindset. It's an actual thing that he can fix by purchasing courses and by you doing what you're told and being obedient, which is participating in something called Wealth Wednesday, which is you're going to give money to a stranger, doesn't matter how much or how little it is, without the thought of like anything, you know, for you. But the thing is that the only reason we're doing this is because by doing that, we're going to manifest and attract money to us, because you have to behave as if you fully believe you are a millionaire and you can just be like throwing up the money. So there's like lots of beautiful things that happen. People would, you know, I would buy Tim Hortons little gift cards and just give them to people. And then I'd run away. And I felt so great. That's great on its own, but the motive behind it is to get people. Maybe I can recruit someone. Oh, I can post about this. Like, it's always that dark. It's not completely altruistic, right? And they pray, these cults prey on your altruism. So it doesn't, I was looking for a job and I was not having success, but I know like the discussions with people saying like, how do people get sucked into these groups? Are they so stupid or they're greedy? Well, even if you are stupid and greedy, you don't deserve to get conned and taken advantage of. Nobody deserves to get treated like that. But also a vulnerability is your altruism that these things prey on and these people prey on. And they exploit, you know? Yeah.
Well, you know, there's the whole like pay it forward thing. Like, oh, I went to Starbucks and the person in front of me paid for my order and I wanted to pay it forward. And so I went to the grocery store and I bought someone a whatever. You know what I mean? Like, yes, altruism, right? 100%. Yeah. You buy something for someone or you donate to something, but in that moment where it changes is then the external validation of like, look what I did. Tell me how good I am.
Yes.
Look what I did. I'm going to try to save somebody. I'm going to do, and it's not just to be a good person or to help someone.
Yes.
And to be altruistic. It's to recruit. It's to open up a conversation that will become predatory. It is to get someone to go, wow, you're so generous. How can you just give away $50 bills?
Exactly.
What do you do for a living? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
So ridiculous.
Yeah.
And where does your charitable altruistic heart go the moment you then put it out there and say, I did this. Look at me. Aren't I so good? I did this.
Since I've had time away now, and I've learned now with trauma, events had been blurred. I was having a difficult time like piecing together a timeline, memories and stuff like that. But enough time has elapsed now where I'm able to see through and understand what happened to me. He twists things. And it's really fucking weird, because he'll like say exactly what he's saying in front of you. So he would say, you know, you're doing this, but it's very selfish. Make no mistake. When you do something for someone, it's not like, he wouldn't say the word altruism, but he would say, it's not just like out of the goodness of your heart. You're getting something for it. You're getting a payoff. You're feeling good for it. He made that you feeling good about doing something for someone was dark, and that there's something wrong with it. And he labeled it as selfish. And that's bullshit. That's not true. Same way as one of the first times he really got his hook into me when I was listening to one of his trainings, to be like, there's people that get off on feeling sorry for themselves. And I was like, that's me. Oh my God. He has this is, I don't. And since after all of this, like again, fast forwarding 5 years, working with my psychologist, that's also bullshit. You know, there's these things that sound good and they can snag you and you can self-indoctrinate yourself, which is what I did. I have a background doing like Ironman triathlons. I did 18 of them over the course of 13 years and I didn't know how to swim when I first started. So I understood the value.
Julie?
Yeah, of getting. And the reason why I want to bring that up is because since all this has passed, Ray's made videos. He's made so much content about me in Rank Makers. And he was like, before she joined Rank Makers, she was unsuccessful, totally unsuccessful. And then he goes on, right? And of course, he doesn't mention my name, but everybody knows that he's talking about me. I'm like, that's not right. That's not true. That's a lie, right? So I understood the value of getting a coach. I wanted to do things right. I wanted to like see what I could do. And I got it in my head that I wanted to do this, right? I started to think like, oh, okay, I'm going to get coaching or I'm going to like pay for these courses at first. Cause that's how the trajectory kind of went. Meanwhile, I'm still in Monet doing all that bullshit, you know, the Zoom calls, the events, which I loved, you know, the fireballs on the stage, like the thumping music in the morning. I'm like, are you kidding me? We're releasing skincare. It's so fantastic. Spending all this money. So the next kind of way I was lured deeper in with Rank Makers was that there was like various courses, which I purchased like pretty much all of them. And then he did something called the 14-day challenge. And this was you'd go live every day for 14 days on Facebook. I was already going live every day because I had heard someone in my company that was at the top of the company. She had gone live every day for 6 months. And I'm like, well, I'll go live every day for a year. This is no fucking problem for me because I'm consistent. I've done 18 Ironman races. I know what it's like to train every day. I'm like, I can do a video every day. No problem. I know that that is, it's unreasonable to do that. It's ridiculous. It's fucking unhealthy, but I did it every day for 3.5 years straight before I fucking quit. So, and I'll
live
every day, at least once every day. I did everything that I was told every day for 3.5. And what's really gross now when I'm looking back, I just kind of typed into my name. I put like Julie Rank Makers, how many videos I did about Ray, about Rank Makers, about 14-day challenge, about all the things. I was just all free advertising. Of course, you'd never post about your company. But it's okay to post about that. It's like I still get on like, oh, it's kind of physical. Like I was so fucking exploited and taken advantage of, just like we all were, right? Like it's okay to do this. So
absolutely. I mean, that's such a great point. Like this company, this business model does this to people.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
I did. I fucking became a manipulator. Like I own it. But this is how it happens quickly. And it also happens by degrees. And you also do it to yourself. You look for ways to prove it. And you really enjoy what you're doing. It feels really good at the time. You really feel like you're a part of something. We were told you have to show up for the people that, like, whatever your, like, story of trauma and abuse are, you need to stand up for them. You owe it to them to keep showing up for your network marketing business. So I'll get into that part where your, like, childhood trauma, and that is, like, you're encouraged to overshare and leverage and exploit that, which I did. And I'm like fucking disgusted by it. But at the time I'm like, this is what you're supposed to do. I have to get out of my comfort zone. Your comfort zone is actually, the definition of it is your instincts. And he wants you to not listen to your instincts, but to listen to what he says. When he says jump, you say how high. Otherwise you're disobedient and you've success leaves clues. You want to follow. You have no money. Well, there's something wrong with your mindset and you're self-sabotaging yourself. It goes around and around and around. So you just are like, all during this too, like, you know, there's something wrong. Like you might be like fighting, but you also really believe. And I really believed him. I really, really fucking respected him. I really believed that the stuff that he was teaching was really good. Some of it was. A lot of it was just twisted and distorted. And it wasn't even his anyway. He lifted it from other people like they all do.
But it's like, here you are every single day that you're in this course, every single day that you're doing the things he says to do,
yeah,
and you're being obedient. Every single day you're getting just one step deeper, one step deeper, oh, yeah, one step deeper, one step deeper.
Yeah. Then if there, it seals off the ability to even listen to any other outside information, because it is, everybody is a hater. I remember blocking people that were anti MLM. And I could, and I remember, how can they be so terrible? There's awful. I remember, and they were just saying the same things I'm saying now. So I get it. Like, it's just, you can't physically see it until there's like the cracks that start to show. It was called a 14-day challenge. So I was like, oh, this is awesome. So it's going to be a special group on Facebook, and he's going to train in there on top of his daily Ray dailies, we called them, that he'd do every day in Rank Makers, right? And then he'd go live in the 14-day challenge, and he would do a training, and then he'd give us a task or like an assignment, and then we'd all go live on Facebook. And it's to get you out of your comfort zone, to get you like work that muscle. So you got to show up more powerfully and impact more people. Like, that's what he says. This is where it's like, there was like a first pre-contest that I happened to win. And he did this video of me, it called it Julie the Dominator Anderson, and was like saying like how great my fucking video was. And it was like, I had a lot of attention, and I'm like, holy shit, like, this is really cool. So then all of a sudden there's all these other people looking at you. So you know what it feels like when you get attention from someone that you really respect, look up to, and who also happens to be a fucking cult leader. It's just like, holy fuck, like, I'm special, I'm chosen, like, oh man, like, I can really achieve this stuff, right? So, and then I ended up doing like about 8 of these 14-day challenges over the course of the 5 years, close to 5 years I was within Rank Makers. And I either placed, and I won cash pretty much every challenge that was there. I was always getting a lot of feedback from him. I was getting a lot of exposure. So he did give me good advice, right? Be that as it may, I did get some like really valuable feedback, and a lot of just like shit feedback too, right? Every time there would be one of these 14-day challenges, I always wanted to like help people. Like, that's why we get into this, right? And I'm like, we're all in this together. And I'd write like 10 tips to do your first live. Like, if this is your first challenge, it's okay. Like, these are things that are going to help you. I just love creating content, and I love doing that kind of thing. I think it was on the first challenge or something. It would always be around day 3. People would be saying like, I'm really nervous, my computer crapped out, I don't know what like content to create. And he made this video, and he always does this. He just unleashes. He's like, if you can't show up, this is why you're failing at life. And it's like, at the time, I thought this was amazing coaching. I thought, like, you really care about us. And it's not, it's abusive. But I didn't see it.
So abusive.
I didn't see it. And many of us don't see it. And many of us, myself included, a few months ago, like looking back, I had so much self-disgust at how I thought this was such amazing coaching, all these things he's done, you know. Now I feel more neutral and ambivalent, like, with, I've been fortunate enough to get like professional help, like healing and stuff. But at the time, like, I believed this was the greatest thing. And we'd think like, well, wow, he's going to get tough again, right? So a lot of people were scared. They were shamed because they couldn't. And there's so many reasons why people don't want to do a live video, and they're valid. And especially, this is all about network marketing too. So next step is I go to Rank Makers live event. So on top of Monate's events, Monations, the Rank Makers has an event. So this is like beating all the other ones. No matter what they say, they're like, if you have a choice between going to your company's event and Rank Makers, you go to your company's event. But no, they want you there. And that's how I behave too. I'm like, oh, for sure, I've got to go to Rank Makers live and meet all my friends that I see every day, and we're interacting in the group. This is going to be so great. We're all succeeding together. And I think it was at that event, every Friday, he had something in the group, and he may still have this. It was called like Celebration Friday. And I fucking love this. So you could upload a video of you dancing. You could celebrate anything. It was like so much fun. I'd be like, like screwing around, making a dance. And then people would say Happy Friday. And I'd be like, Happy Friday. And no shit, I would drop like a whole block of heart emojis, like for every single person commenting. Like, I felt so high. I was like, I was being love bombed. I was love bombing everybody. I didn't have a clue what the hell I was in. I loved it.
It was just like a dopamine punch bowl. You know? Oh, like, give me another refill. Let's
go. Absolutely. Yeah. So I kind of got, because I'm like good at being consistent. It's easy for me, especially with my background. I chose a song that was Best Day of My Life by American Authors. And I can't dance. I dance like a typical Gen Xer. There's some that can really dance. I don't. I go the 1-2 with the hands that look like they're kind of running. That's it. So I just would like do that. and like just kind of do like a little wiggle when like the beat dropped. And when I went to one of these events, I was like so excited because I saw him. I'm like, can I take my picture with you? Thank you. And he's like, yes. And he said, let's do that dance together that you do in Rank Makers. So we did. And one of my friends did it. And he said, be sure to tag me in it. So of course, then I got all this additional exposure. And this was what was really fucking weird too, is that as soon as that, I was like so excited. I'm like, holy fuck, this is so awesome. Like, it's so rad, right? As soon as that was posted on Facebook, all the people at Rank Makers Live looked at me differently. And that was very, it's fucking weird, right? It's like a cult tactic. It's a cult tactic too.
I've got this whole eating fancy while at home thing on lock with CookUnity. And you can join me by visiting cookunity.com or entering code MLM before checkout for 50% off your first week. I live in sort of a rural area east of San Diego, and so I don't really get to step out of my culinary comfort zone as often as I'd like to. And if you're a foodie too, you know how expensive exploring the local food scene can get and how hard it can be to find the time and the energy to venture out of your neighborhood. I love our small town spots, but it can get boring pretty fast. I've tried a lot of food services and meal kits, and by far, CookUnity is my favorite. While others can be labor-intensive or food-restrictive, CookUnity left me feeling satisfied, satiated, and smiling. You guys know how much of a workaholic I am. You listen every week. CookUnity got me excited to take a break and enjoy a delicious hot lunch from the comfort of my own home without leaving, and it was less expensive than a trip through the drive-thru. The meals were delicious, easy to reheat, and every single one of them was a hit that I would reorder. I love the variety, the flavors, and the fact that we can support local chefs. The rustic-style French beef ragu was so delicious. I paired it with some leftover garlic bread that I had from dinner the night before, and I practically licked the plate clean. If you'd like to support the show and join me in experiencing chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door, go to cookunity.com/MLM or enter code MLM before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code MLM or going to cookunity.com/MLM. Have you ever been the victim of identity theft or been harassed and scammed by annoying spam and robocalls and you're wondering, how do they even get my information? This is why privacy matters, because our personal information is everywhere on the internet, making us easy targets. The volume of personal data available online has tripled between 2019 and 2023. The good news is that you can protect your data with DeleteMe, a subscription service that removes your personal info from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential identity theft, doxing, and phishing scams. To put it simply, DeleteMe does all the hard work of wiping you and your family's personal info off the web. After a quick and easy sign-up, you input as much information as you can remember into the prompts, and DeleteMe immediately goes to work scrubbing all of your personal information from data broker platforms so your personal and private information is no longer theirs to profit from. DeleteMe then sends you regular personalized privacy reports showing you what they found, where they found it, and what they removed. I was floored. Trust me, I forgot a ton of past home addresses and they still came up on my report. Old email addresses I didn't remember, past phone numbers from 20 years ago. It was wild. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/MLM and use promo code MLM at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/MLM and enter code MLM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/MLM.
It's that faux celebrity where you're just, you know, several degrees of Kevin Bacon away from like the leader.
Totally.
The closer you are.
Yeah, totally.
The more powerful you become in their shadow, basically.
That's totally it. Yes. Thank you for articulating it. Yeah.
I absolutely experienced that too. It's weird.
Yeah, it is, looking back. And I think a big piece that I think it's important to talk about, because there can be a lot of shame attached to it, because nobody wants to admit that. Nobody wants to be like, I was so enthralled with this man, hanging on his every word. It doesn't feel good to say that. And I feel like from listening to your podcast and hearing other people's stories, it's like, I can speak about this. It's okay. And it's weird because when you walk into it, disappears, that shame kind of disappears. It's like, no, this is how I felt. This is exactly what happened. They want you not to talk about these things. They want you not to reveal what's going on.
Right. So, because as soon as I say, oh, that happened to me, someone's going to go, that happened to me too. And you're like, I'm sorry, what? And that's me too. And then all of a sudden this web of me too happens and people go, oh, it's like a thing. And the more we know about the inner workings of what's actually happening, the worse it is for them, because especially those of us who have loud mouths and opinions, when we're put in a position that we feel like we're in a corner and our only option is to like lunge forward and attack, then we become anti-MLM advocates and we have conversations like this publicly. And then it's not good for Ray Higdon in his masterclass of douche nozzles.
So now at this time, Ray decided to do a reality show and it was called Play to Win. Now this is starting to get more exposure, thank God, because this is really, really disturbing. And there may be like a trigger warning for people because it's really fucked up, and it's still on YouTube and it's still up on Facebook. So now around this time, also, I believe he started to get coached by Grant Cardone, who is a Scientologist. Ray also has gone into like Landmark Forum, always talking about Landmark Forum.
Grant Cardone and the Scientology, like, pipeline. I mean, so you guys, like, all of these cults are connected, and they're connected for a reason, because they're all run the exact same way. So all of these like cult leaders are like, well, how did you do that? That's a really good idea. And they're talking to each other and they're implementing it in their own cults. And there are these, I mean, I hate to say mini cults because they're cults a cult, but they're smaller sized cults under the umbrella of even bigger cults, under the umbrella of Grant Cardone and Scientology. Like, you guys.
Yeah, I had no idea this Grant Cardone was in Scientology at the time. So this is like about 2019. He would brag about this. I've paid for 6 coaching sessions for $100,000 with Grant Cardone. And this is why you should also invest in coaching. You're investing in your future. You're investing in yourself. If you really want to have success in this business, I always have a coach. You've got to like emulate my behavior. Also, he has this guy, and I don't even know if he's still around, but his name is Hank Norman. This guy is also, in my opinion, like a biggest con man piece of shit. And I did say in my opinion there, he would like milk his affiliation with Mel Robbins. He had some video clip of her where she said, because of you, you made me successful, or something like that. And he would play it, right? At the time, like, you know, you have these feelings, you're just like, there's some people I'm just like, I'll have these feelings where I'm like, ew, but I really respect you. But with him, it was a turnoff from the beginning. I know a lot of people, they were like, maybe a turnoff, but they're like, I'm going to buy your courses. He presented at this Rank Makers Live as like, I buy my course, so I buy my course. But apparently, my memory serves me correctly, it was him, Ray hired him as a coach too, or a consultant or something. And he was like, you need to do this reality show. It's going to build your brand. And so why this is important is because when they started to do this Play to Win, they got people from within Rank Makers to apply. And I think they chose 40 contestants. You had to send in like a little video clip explaining why you should pick them. It was really built up. So you keep in mind, we're all of us are showing up every day in this group. We really respect him. But there's this, that weird indoctrination thing that's going on. There's like, you get lifted up and you get smacked down. You like feel like you're really doing really good, but then he'll like say some shitty little comment to you, or like refer to like something that you've said, or a comment or content that you've made, and be like, work it in that like his way is better. There's always this lift up, that confusion, the instability. So they do this reality show. 40 people, Rank Makers apply. I believe it's like 40 Rank Makers apply to get in. And then they have to fly on their own dime to like the place in Florida. And I remember at the time when he was making content about this within Rank Makers, he's like, you know, you are lucky that you've been chosen to do this. And how dare you complain about spending money? This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Of course, at the time I'm like, yeah, they should be grateful that they were even selected. You know, now I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, poor form, you know, all around. Anyway, these people go there and they have a series of interviews. And the interviews, it's so disgusting, Roberta. This is now being covered on YouTube, thank God, by people. And I just want to like say that the contestants, some people have left. Some people have got completely like gone off social media. Some people are still within network marketing. Some people have completely left. But what was done to these contestants is abuse. And it's extremely traumatic. They were made to sell their trauma. So I'm going to give you one story, and I'm not going to like go into super detail. So this has to do, the whole point of this reality show is that you could, the prize could either be a job with him, the Higdon Group, or a year's coaching. Now, most people wanted coaching because we respected him so much that if we got personal coaching for a year, we're going to be at the top of our multi-level marketing company. We're going to be able to, like what he would say, drill some wells and like give clean water to people. We're going to be able to open up an orphanage. We're going to be able. So that's where that's coming from. So the people that are interviewed, woman is telling her story about how her husband, here's a trigger warning, tried to kill her. And Jessica Higdon, his wife, say, how did that go? This is on air right now. She wanted details. Exactly. How long was the knife and how did he stick it in? Meanwhile, they're dramatizing it with stock footage with like a red filter and a knife and a person crying. It's fucking disgusting. What does this have to do with multi-level marketing, right?
The fuck?
Yeah. This is just one of many. And then he would like with subsequent interviews with people, he'd say, well, why should we hire you? And they'd say, well, I have a lot of experience doing this. And he'd interrupt them. And he would say, or she would say, stop talking about yourself. You need to give us value. What are you going to do for us? How many stages are you going to put us on? I mean, it's just a disastrous train wreck where it's like this narcissistic behavior, blatant abuse, blatant manipulation. You're pulling people from a large, he pulls people from a larger pool already within network marketing. We're already brainwashed. We already believe that this is a legitimate business model. So then these people are now, they come out of each little interview and they're crying. They're hugging each other. They've trauma bonded with Ray and Jessica. It's foul. It's repulsive and it's really disturbing. Okay, now the reason why I'm talking about this is because one of my very good friends, who is the season one winner, Michelle Culberson, has left MLM. She has left Rank Makers. They've actually like just removed her, and she's writing about that now. And she was the season one winner. She can't even access like viewing the content because he's blocked her too. Anybody that will like listen to a YouTube video or whatever, like they're being blocked. So, okay, that's going on. Now they're going to announce the first season winner at this, you know, at this event, whatever, which is then Michelle Culberson. Now at this, also the same time going on is I sign up for Inner Circle coaching because that's the next step along the lemming jumping off the cliff. And I just got like sucked into everything. And at the time when I'm watching this play to win, I'm thinking, oh my God, this is amazing coaching. Oh, this is what you have to do. Wow. I didn't see it. None of us saw it as abuse. I watched it last night, the first season episode again, now after like these, all this time has passed. And it was it's weird because now I feel like more neutral. I don't feel as triggered looking at him. Like I've had therapy and just worked through a lot of shit. So I was able to see through it and I was like, oh my God, like this is just, I could see other people, all these people commenting. I'm like, who is this? This is terrible. This is so wrong.
What none of us Squid Game is this?
Yeah, totally. Oh yeah, totally. Next level of this is like getting into Inner Circle coaching. So this is like, if you're serious about your business, you hire one of our coaches and they're 100K Inner Circle coaching. So it was sold to me at the time that if I paid and I went into this for 6 months, I would too become 100. The holy grail of network marketing is the six-figure income, right? Six-figure income earner, top income earner, 100K. So I'm like, okay. So I go in and I get this coach who is fucking amazing, right? Really awesome. I'd already been doing a live video every day, you know, at least one because I had a team group on Facebook, my own personal team group. I had a customer group. I had Instagram. I had my Facebook personal. And so I'm doing all, and plus there's stories.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
How's your Monet business doing?
It's kind of chugging along, but like you can see all of my time is spent in Rank Makers. A lot of it is done like promoting Rank Makers. There's like, if you want, we're going to give away these prospecting journals and this new merch. Tag Rank Makers, tag 14-day challenge, tag whatever. And, you know, maybe you can get one. But at the same time, I'm loving it so much. Despite these things that are like bugging me, I still love it so much. And I'm still so enthralled that I'm still posting.
Is there a MLM aspect to Rank Makers as well? Like if you recruit someone in, do you get a bit? Okay.
Yeah. Although I don't know with these top leaders that bring their teams, maybe they're getting something special. I don't really know. So I signed up. I was paying $800 US a month for this coaching. Yeah. Which I was not fucking making it. Nobody's making this money. You don't know me. Over 99% of people are making any diddly squat anyway, right? But I'm like, okay, the shit's gonna get real. I'm gonna do this the same way I approach doing triathlon. I'm gonna pay for a coach. They're gonna be the best coach, and I'm gonna do what they say. The only thing I wasn't doing was prospecting people. So I started fucking prospecting people. Now I built up, I started at like 5, then I went to 20 people a day. And at my peak, I was prospecting 200 fucking people a day. Hey, Roberta, I see you're in Tucson. I know we don't know each other, but I'm looking to expand my business there. Would you be open to taking a look at what I do? If not, no big deal. Boom, 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 all over Instagram, all over Facebook. And I'm not alone. There's a lot of fucking rank makers. I'll tell you, we work our assholes off.
Where are you finding these people to message?
So I would use different approaches. I would type in, so say I had somebody that I signed up like you, Roberta, that was like so fucking amazing. And you were a real estate agent. I'd type in Roberta real estate. And then I would just, all these names from all over the place would come up, and I would just like send out cold messages. There was other more nefarious ways of adding value into a group each day. We were taught like a DMO, daily method of operations, where a lot of times all of us in inner circle would like get together and we'd be like, okay, everyone, we'd like jack ourselves up like Tony Robbins breathing exercises. Abraham fucking Hicks. I'm so deep, so fucking deep. Anyway, and then we'd be like, okay, next 10 minutes, you're going to go into these groups on Facebook. So say you like anime, go in there and add value. So maybe, what does that mean to add value? Answer somebody's question. You're going to give without expecting anything in return. But what you hope is that you're going to cultivate this trust, because they're going to know, like, and trust you. Maybe they'll send you a friend request. Maybe if you're bold, you might send them a DM. You're going to add value in groups for 10 minutes. And the next however many minutes, you're going to prospect people. And then the next set, you're going to like follow up with people. So, but I would be doing shit on top of all this, right? So, but.
And how many people are in Rank Makers that are doing this daily?
So I know their membership has dropped because more and more people are leaving every day, and coaches have left. Some have left and some are speaking out and some won't. And some people have left and won't speak out. And that's okay too, but because we're all like doing this. But right now I think there's 10,000 people, but it's not an accurate representation because like Monate, Rank Makers introduced a lifer option. Where at the beginning of the pandemic, when he was losing a lot of money, he was like, oh, let's do this lifer option for everybody. And so instead of paying $20 a month, you could pay $100. I think that's what it was. And then you'd have lifetime access to Rank Makers. So I was one of the people that also became a Rank Maker lifer, which they still are promoting. It's like, become a lifer. You're in Inner Circle. So it's a separate Facebook group. There's a lot of coaches in there. I've since learned all the 100K Inner Circle coaches aren't necessarily making 100K at all. And they've never have achieved 100K themselves. That's what I've heard, which I know it's true. And so there's like a lot of training. So you would have additional training and additional tasks, because this, we'd be like, congratulations, you've invested in yourself. You are now the 1%. You really believe. You are called to this profession. So it's like this noble, depends on, and there's people that are really religious. So they would be like, oh, Jesus has called this, he's put this on my heart. All so it's like they use all of that to like get you in there. And then they'll do these lengthy, even more in-depth trainings, which is just the same bullshit, right? But I'm like, all right, this is what I got to do. Every 2 weeks, I'd have a half hour phone call with my coach. You know, what are you doing? I was making content out the wazoo. And so the only thing was prospecting. And then it's always about mindset, because nobody wants to prospect. And Ray would always say, I never wanted to prospect either, but I did it because I wanted a better life for my family. You know, so then there's this shame and fear and like, you know, I got to step out of my comfort zone. You know, like, and we get all jacked up together and you actually feel kind of good. I'm like, I hated doing it, but now I kind of like it. Like, talk about getting no's, which funny, oddly enough, out of all of that schmozzle, I never did sign anybody up by cold messaging them. It was always through my content. So the next thing about this Inner Circle coaching is that they had something called Weekend Warrior Contest, which was like the busiest busy work. So think about Stephen Hassan's bite model, behavior, information, thought, emotional control. It like it ticked all of those. It's like the fucking bingo of the bite model. It'd be like over the weekend. And they would just like create these tasks. So you're trusting that if you listen to your coach and you do all these activities, you are going to achieve you're going to be a top income earner in your company. But they just pull this shit out of their ass. They're like, one of them was at this time, I had started on TikTok, and I was one of the very few people that had started on TikTok. And this is also important because this is what ended up made me like kind of start seeing through things and then leaving, and really has made me start speaking out too. So one of these things was like, go to the grocery store and get a picture with you taken with a stranger, like in a vegetable, like a fucking eggplant. I'm like, I'm already making TikToks. I don't need to get out of my comfort zone. I don't think this is safe to do. Like, ask us, what is the purpose of this? You know, it's absurd. And then there'd be like, if you're prospecting 200 people, then prospect 1,000. Like, it's always like this extra, like just do even more and like do all these live videos. And I'm like, and so when there would be people that would say in the group, if they dared speak to their coach or dared post in the group, like, what is the benefit of this? Ray would lose his fucking mind. He would like, come on, do a live video.
Never question me.
Yeah, get the fuck out. Like, get out. This group isn't for you. It's like, this is what cults do, right? Anytime there's any, but I was like, at the time, I'm like, I'm not doing this, but I'm not saying anything. But I'm still like, I still fucking respect him. I still fucking look up to him. Like, it's, this is how it is. But now at the time, like, I started to get on TikTok. And for me, it was really important to have a creative outlet that was pretty much devoid of me monetizing it. I wanted to just play. I had already done this whole monetizing thing, trying to anyway, on Facebook and Instagram. I wanted to play. I wanted to create. I wanted to have no niche. I just wanted to let her rip and have fun. Now, there are some pieces of content out there where I'd like do the Monate bottle, you know, very few. It was like 99.7% of not that at all. Just like good stuff. And that really started to, like, I was like having so much fun with this around, I don't know, I ended up getting another coach because I renewed this coaching thing and they gave me another coach, which ends up being Jennifer Rayla, who ended up fucking leaving as well. And she's now speaking out, and she was one of Ray's top inner circle coaches who has given big paying clients. Like, I think if I have my numbers right, maybe $30,000 US a year. And I think they're getting paid $22 an hour. He's just pocketing the rest, right? She's coaching them, but he's like, oh, you know, it's such fucking bull. It's such a fucking scam. Especially when all this information is like, not even a lot of it isn't even his. You can just get this from other people. He's like quoting from other books. One of the things I learned was like, what's in it for me? He would make that like as if it was like he created that. He didn't create that. That's like, I read that in another book. I'd like find stuff afterwards. So it's like when you're creating content, you know, don't think of just what's in it for me. Think what's in it for them. It's a good concept. That's one of them. Anyway, so I start up with Jen, and I'm telling her, I'm like, you got to get on fucking TikTok. Like, now I regret doing this, of course, because it's like they have on TikTok, the community guidelines say no multi-level marketing content, no Ponzi schemes, but it says no multi-level marketing allowed. And it probably said that at the beginning, but I was like, you got to get on TikTok because this is going to teach you how to tell a powerful, compelling story in 15 seconds or less. It's going to deliver you trends every single day. Cause at the time in 2019, it was different. I mean, things are always changing, but it was pretty new. And it was like these trending hashtags, trends, trending audio clips. You're going to be so far ahead of what is actually going on, and it's going to make your content better. So you can be posting on, you know, Facebook. I don't know if they had stories at the time, but you could be using this for your stories. And I was starting to do it. And the pushback I received, not from Jen, but from the other coaches, was like, you're doing this for attention. You just want, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're posting on social media for attention. The whole point of content creation is to create engagement. Why are you saying, oh, I have like less noble motives because I'm like, there's these weird things going on like that. And Ray would make content and it would be like this more like, which I've now learned is his MO of like this passive aggressive digs at anyone who does anything differently than what he says. He would like constantly refer to TikTok as like a waste of time. Ding dong. Oh, you know, you can post on Facebook and Instagram. And for those of you posting on Ding dong, like, I was like, oh, for fuck. And I felt like kind of like bad, but at the same time, I'm like, why don't they see this? Like, this is really valuable. I didn't realize that it was just this whole fucking cult. You can't disobey. You got to stay in line. And he has to be the originator and he has to take all the credit. Lo and behold, TikTok fucking breaks through his ego enough to be like, this is a real thing. Meanwhile, Jen, at the same time, like she's starting, like she's listening to me. I fucking love her in a non fucking culty way. And she's like, I was, you know, I'm telling the coaches this and I don't know why. So then there's like, he decides like, holy fuck, people are actually like recruiting off TikTok. I wasn't all I had top leaders from various companies within RankMakers messaging me immediately. Have you monetized it yet? Have you monetized it yet? And I'm like, no, I haven't, because I don't fucking want to. But like, you can still have, this is still valuable because it's going to teach you how to create better content. You're going to get immediate feedback. At the time, like your content was pushed out, you're going to see what's like catching right away. You're going to be building a community, and perhaps that community could then follow you on to other platforms. I'm like, why the hell am I telling you this? I'm not the social media guru who has been in 11 network marketing companies until I found the one, got in at like number 2000, and lo and behold, I'm at the top of my pyramid scheme, which is Ray's story. I'm just some fucking person paying $800 a month. Like, why am I telling you this? So eventually it becomes apparent that this is like, it's a big deal, and he can't ignore it anymore. And so then he wants to do a training, and he sends me a message. Hey, Rockstar, can you do a training about TikTok? I'm like, absolutely. Finally, like, finally, you're going to see this, right? So meanwhile, I'm like fucking mad. I'm like making content. Yeah, I see all these social media gurus who don't know anything. Now they're all flooding like over to TikTok. I'm like, but I also really respect and look up to him. It's always going on. Like the cult identity is on top of yours, but it's, you're there the whole time, right?
I wanted to say like the odd juxtaposition of like Ray initially not understanding TikTok, not wanting to be a part of it, actively making fun of it intentionally.
Yes.
Like it's very clear that it's called TikTok. And maybe if you were calling it like Tic-Tac or something, I would understand that you were maybe mispronouncing it, but he's literally calling it Ding Dong.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Facebook, Instagram, and Ding Dong.
Yes.
And then until he can see that it could benefit him, he makes fun of it. He chastises it. He tells you you're wasting your time, your energy. Yeah. It's not an income producing activity until he sees that it is. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, rock star, which was also what Deanne called me. Hey, rock star, I need my rock star to teach everybody about this amazing app called TikTok. Oh, now you know it's called TikTok because you can see the value in it. And you're calling me a rock star where previously I was an idiot who was wasting my time.
Yes.
Now I'm a rock star because you need my expertise.
Yes. That's, but at the time, like there's that feeling, but I'm still like, finally, now I can help some people out. Now it's going to be great. So I do this, I record it. It's this video and I forget, he was asking how many minutes is it or what do you want to title it? And I'm like, I gave him an idea. And then he said, how about this? How to grow a following on TikTok, even if you have no influence or something like that. Also, I want to say this too, because he had posted, I think, I don't know where he had posted it, but he had said, I'm looking for people like who know about TikTok. Who do you recommend? And all these people tagged me. A lot of my friends did. And he had said something like, I'm looking for someone that has actual results. So I'm going to, that was when I was like, fuck you. I'm going to make a free TikTok group and I'm going to just like share everything. I teach as many people as I can, everything. And it was awesome because that's what I want to do. I want to help people. I don't care about monetizing. It's like, I love creating content. I want to help people. So, but before that happened.
How many followers do you have on TikTok right now?
219.6K.
Yeah. Fuck Ray Higdon.
Fuck you, Ray.
I got my newest Quince order in the mail. Want to join in on the fun? Visit quince.com/MLM for free shipping and 365-day returns. Y'all know I am a sucker for fashion in the worst way. I think most of you who listen know that. And from the second that I saw Quince's $50 Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater, I knew that I needed one. I've never owned cashmere because it's always felt just out of reach. But it's spring, so we're cleaning out the old to make room for the new, and I'm upgrading my wardrobe with a new, super soft, lightweight, classic cashmere sweater. It is perfect for just about any time of the year and occasion. And I paired mine with some skinny jeans, and I wore it to all of the podcast industry parties at Evolutions this past week. It is a luxury essential at an unbeatable price. Truly, you are getting 70% off the luxury brands on 100% grade A Mongolian cashmere. Unreal.
Quince's quality cashmere is incredibly long-lasting, it's 3 times as warm as wool, and it's sourced sustainably and ethically from goats in Inner Mongolia. And then it's ethically produced in China. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And coming from my past, I absolutely love to hear that. There's a reason that this sweater has a 4.9 star rating with over 11,000 reviews. It comes in 21 colors, 5 sizes, and it won't break the bank or your heart. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/MLM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/MLM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/MLM.
So I do this training, and then he bundles it up with it with other people's training. So he's done, and these are people that are they're like their top income earners, or they're like they're paying for a lot of coaching, and they're like, you know, like he's so fucking amazing. Rank Makers is so great. And mine is like bundled up as a bonus. It's like I have the screenshot of it too, because I got the email. I like took my little screenshots. Bonus number one, valued at $27. Julie Anderson does this training. The thing, I never got paid for this. He never even offered. I had so much respect for him. I thought it didn't even occur to me to like negotiate. I just thought, because he has so much integrity and has so much ethics, that he would just be like, okay, I've done this. And, you know, we put this value of this on it, and we're going to like arrange this money and talk to this person. He did fuck all. I was floored. I was like, you used me, and that's not fucking okay. And I don't care. And I've seen other people within Rank Makers and Inner Circle Coaching, this weird abusive relationship narrative. Why didn't she value herself enough to negotiate with you, Ray? I'm like, no, you're in a fucking cult, and this behavior is wrong. And if you were a true businessman, you would never be using people like this. And it hasn't just happened with me. It happens with other people as well. Most of us are women.
Yeah, absolutely.
2021, it was in February. I ended up dropping out of the 14-day challenge that was in there. And the reason why I did was because he made this video about one of my pieces of content. And it was like I had won again. Like there was like I placed. And the way he was talking about it, he had taught us this technique of when you're on video and you wanted somebody to purchase the highest product pack, you would talk like, well, you know, if you're not really serious about this business and you just really don't care, and we thought this was like such savvy business advice, you know, just purchase this one. But if you want to really take this business and you only get this one chance to get this product, you want to buy this one. And he was doing that about my video. And the video topic was TikTok, because I knew that would attract a lot of views. And I knew what I was talking about. And I fucking, like, I loved it. But he did that. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm out. I know exactly what you're doing. You taught us this technique, and now you're doing it to me. Like, for what reason? Why? I'm like giving you credit, like fucking hashtag 14-day challenge. My name on Facebook, I like Googled like Julie Rankmakers Ray. I don't know how many pieces of content I have up there. I've since, like, when I got out, I privated everything just for my friends. So I'm like so humiliated and ashamed. I don't know. I may open it up publicly again just to like look at all the stuff I did. I don't know. I was like, really? So anyway, I dropped out of the 14-day challenge, but that was the last one I was in. And it was a month later, I did my very last live video. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I just made an announcement. I had a friend at the time who was in multi-level marketing. And this is, you know, those passive aggressive digs that they all do, that you think they're your friend, but you know, you're like, they weren't ever your friend. She was like, nobody's going to care. Like, why are you even going to post this? People did fucking care. I posted, I'm not going to be going live every day for 3.5 years. Thanks. It's just, it's a waste of time. Like, it's not healthy, right? The next fucking day, Ray did a live video about me quitting doing live videos in Rank Makers. Again, didn't mention my name. I never watched the video, but I was tagged multiple times, and I had one of his flying monkeys come after me, sending me a message saying, Julie, I just want to reach out. Ray did a live video about you today in Rank Makers. We just want to make sure you're quitting doing live videos for the right reasons. Ha ha, like this. You know, at the time, I'm like, what the fuck? But also like, well, these are the reasons why. La, la. Like now it's like, why would you do that? Why? What purpose does that serve, right? Unless you're like leaving a cult kind of thing. You're like not obeying. And I had enough visibility where I'd done all these challenges. I placed a lot. He talked about my content a lot in his mind, I believe he thinks that he like contributed to my growing social media following and wants credit, all the credit, like a sponge. He's like, keeps sucking up more and more attention, more and more credit all the time, right? And because I'm stopping doing that, like, I don't know, maybe it's like, oh shit, somebody who has been like in this group for so long is stopping doing this. This could threaten, like, I don't know, other people doing it. I don't know.
It's such a cult thing. And that weird credit thing is such a cult thing too.
Yeah.
Give me what I deserve. I've done more than you've thanked me for recently. I'm like, what?
So that was the last day I was in RankMakers. I didn't go in. I still had been a part of the group. Like, I didn't remove myself, but I didn't go in the group anymore. Jen Rayla, my coach, at that time I'd stopped the coaching as well. She had sent me a message as well. And so did Michelle. They both said, I don't care what you're doing. We are, you know, you do what's healthy for you. And that's really good. And I was like, holy shit. I also want to just say this about Jen. While I was being coached by her, and I was going on about TikTok and that, she sent me a book by Glennon Doyle called Untamed. And there's a passage in there that we now go back and forth with each other with, is it's like, you're a goddamn cheetah. So it's like, there's a story in there about like this cheetah that's chained up and it just like runs back and forth on this lap. And like, they're looking at this cheetah and they're like, the cheetah wants to be a cheetah. And I felt really seen by that. I'm like, holy shit. Like, she's one of his top coaches. I'm not doing what they're saying, but she's on my side. And it's like, she was there the whole time too. I leave RankMakers and then I'm doing my own thing. I'm on TikTok, but I'm still selling network marketing. Like, I'm still doing my thing on Facebook and stuff, but I'm starting to be like, shit, the cracks are starting to show.
So you saw the red flags of cult indoctrination in Ray first.
Yeah. Ray is what led me out of network marketing. That's what led me out. Now around this time, so then May, my dad passes away. Shit gets real. You know, I'm like, oh God, I'm glad I'd stopped doing live videos every day, because there was 3.5 years I didn't, and I missed out on a lot of shit on my life, in my life. Now about this time, I don't know whether I saw you, Lula Rich, or whether it was like I was virtually attending Monations, but the two happened very closely to each other. So Monations is Monate's event, annual event. And I was attending it virtually. Now the pandemic is still on and people aren't wearing their masks. They don't give a shit. They're saying like something about the resistance. I'm like, you're at a Monate convention. Like, what are you doing? This is embarrassing. This is so stupid. I don't want to be affiliated with these people, you know? And then I could see John Maxwell come out and it's like, I'm finally seeing things as they are. And John Maxwell is a speaker that does the rounds of all of network marketing events. And he's not even making any sense. And he has this tagline, my name is John and I am your friend. But he couldn't even get that out. He would just like, my, and everybody would be like, he made no sense. He was like, he said something too. It was like, if you don't do the do, you won't done the did. And people were like, and I'm like, oh, fuck, this is not okay. And there'd been like a lot of other shit going on with Monate. Like there always is, you know, the products, people actually having their hair fall out that Monate says no. They're detoxing, which they then shifted blame onto the representatives. But in 2017, when I signed up, they gave us, I still have the resource where it shows month one, month two, month three, they call it detox. It's not the reps that were saying it. It was directly from Monate, but then they pulled it when they got in trouble. And then they said, oh, we've never done it. Now it's all the reps. They're just, the reps are so stupid, right? There's all this shit that's been like piling up over the years. Now it's starting to see it. Like Yanya Alich says, it's like, there's a shelf in the back of your mind. Enough items get placed on it and eventually the shelf breaks, and it was starting to break. So the rest of Monations, I'm just like so critical of all these leaders talking about things. And then they had some leader, and they had some picture of all these women in Monate holding up Bibles with their chuggy fucking hats. And they're like, we converted 200 people to Monate over this weekend. I'm like, I'm not signing up to like a religion. Like, what the hell is it? I started this because I wanted to have nice hair. I wanted to make $40. This is so messed up. And so around this time, and I seen you on Lula Rich. I can see you're cracking up right now.
I am laughing so hard. First, Chuggy hats sent me, and then it just kept getting worse.
I watched Lula Rich. Now, I would never have taken in that kind of like against MLM content before, but I was ready and I'm watching it. And then I see you talking. You're like, I'm in a cult. I'm like, I'm a fucking cult. And so then I started to consume anti-MLM content. I found your podcast. I started listening to the stories and I'm like, I could see myself in it. I couldn't believe how so many people from different companies, we all have these same experiences. And I still was very judgmental. And I've since learned, I've done a lot of self-education. I'll continue to do, but there's still like that black and white thinking. I would listen to guests and I'd be like, oh, well, I'm better than them. I would think that. It was still black and white, us versus yes, them.
Absolutely.
I didn't understand that I'm like deprogramming, right? And like it was December 13th, I made my first piece of anti-MLM content. And now from that, Jen ended up reaching out to me a few months after. She said, Julie, like, don't tell anybody, but I'm working on my exit strategy. And I'm like, holy fuck. Because if there's one person that I wanted to see get out, it was her. And I was like, that's all I hope, you know? And then she did. And now actually today is her 3-month anniversary of kind of like getting out and speaking. It's only been 3 months and she's been like a firecracker.
Congratulations, Jen. Yeah. We're so proud of you.
Oh yeah. And so now in the meantime, now Ray has continued to like, he's made a course. I think it's called like Unlock the Talk about TikTok, which he shouldn't be selling because it's going against TikTok's community guidelines. It says no multi-level marketing content, but you know, when you're in network marketing, you don't give a fuck. He's not in a network marketing company. He's a coach. And I see him, he's rebranding now because I've seen parallels between what he's done in Nexium and Keith Raniere. It's the same fucking shit. And I see now like he's got this like coach or somebody that coconut, I call him Coconut Joe Dispenza. So I don't know if you guys ever had Coconut Joe in the US. We had a clothing brand here called Coconut Joe, a legend in his own mind. That's why I call him Coconut Joe. Like these guys gotta get their fucking like taken down a notch because he's a doctor like of chiropractic, but he like, I do quantum manifestation. If you have cancer, you've attracted it to yourselves and your cellular growth and the Western economic diversification of the rational large intestine. It makes fucking no sense.
How do people say those words in that order and go, yep, that's the thing? Like, how do they sleep at night?
I don't know. And so now he's like linked with this Coconut Joe. And the training has been like people that are talking out against multi-level marketing are vibrating at a lower frequency. We are entering an age of enlightenment where there are haters and they are, you got to leave them behind. I'm like, and then they're starting to talk about this masculine and feminine energy too. The reason why I know this is because I've had people send me screenshots and videos and different things that are currently going on within Rank Makers, because now I've been like blocked, right? Because the more I'm finding out, I'm like, no, I have an obligation to speak out because I promoted his coaching. I encouraged people. I'm like, I had to pay so much money when I was training for Ironman, you know, triathlons. It has to hurt enough for you to take action. I made up this. I'm responsible for not only bringing people into Monate, being gaslit, having their hair damaged, but then also signing up for the business, spending money they didn't have, and also recruiting them to Rank Makers and getting into Inner Circle coaching and spending tens of thousands of dollars. I'm responsible for that. And so I can speak out and I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm not going to speak out.
So you figured it out, the bubble burst, and then, then what happened?
So about, I started speaking out and I thought, I know that this is horrible. I know what I've been a part of is awful, but that was December 13th, a month out. I'm like, the layers are peeling back even more. I've read Stephen Hassan's books, Freedom of Mind and Combating Cult Mind Control. I've read Robert Fitzpatrick's Ponzinomics. It took me a while. It made me physically ill seeing how deep this goes. I started reading about Yanya Alich. I started watching these interviews. Now I'm just like, I'm only a month out and I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea. 4 months out, I was out for a walk. And it hit me like it was a physical force. I sat down by the river and I just started crying. I'm like, I need fucking help. I couldn't process the magnitude, the scope of what I'd been a part of. Like it hit me. how many people I had like been responsible for bringing into Rank Makers, or just like encouraging them to stay and spending all this money. And people are still going, you know, in, and I'm like, I need help. I don't know how to deal with this. And that's when I found a psychologist, sent an email. I'm like, do you have experience with cults? And I was fortunate to find one that has a little bit, but was the area of practice was trauma. And also didn't know a lot about multi-level marketing, but knew, didn't purchase it, didn't support them anything, has now educated themselves. And what's cool about this is I had my last appointment a couple of weeks ago, where unlike network marketing, you always need to have a coach. But whereas in therapy, there's a natural end point and it comes about you being independent. And that was really powerful too. So that was 4 months out. I'm just over 8 months out. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. And now I've been like, it took me a while to like be able to like say his name and like speak out about Rank Makers. And like, there's people, you know, that are still within that will say things that I used to get, like, I didn't know how to handle it. But, you know, as time has passed and you heal, you naturally see through things. So one of the things I've encountered would be like, oh, you're going to bash the industry. And I just agree with them. I'm like, you're fucking right. So I'm going to bash the industry. I'm going to bash your products. I'm going to bash your company. And I'm going to bash your fucking behavior too. It's like, they don't want to be accused of the things that they accuse you of. So it's like, another thing is like, you're so filled with resentment. You're fucking right. I got a container of resentment. It's like, you can't have any emotions other than positivity, happy, gratitude. Anything else, it's like horrible. So I'm still healing. I'm speaking out, and I'm speaking out because it's like, it helps create safe spaces for others. Like you've done, following your example, leading with compassion, but also setting boundaries. And it's not okay to have someone that when you say no, that they just ignore it. So like when I've started posting on Facebook and Instagram, especially on TikTok, there's like, now anybody that would say, I'm so sorry, that was your experience, but that hasn't been mine. And then immediately goes into an ad hominem attack. When you say, no, you all say this, I just delete them. I don't give people still in cults the platform to speak on. They've got enough fucking platforms on social media. They're not using mine. That's how I choose to do it. I can't handle it. I don't have the emotional bandwidth to deal with it. I want it so other people can then feel safe to even like the post, or just be like, I'm the same way, and they feel protected, because it's about now other people's voices speaking out. And there are other Rank Makers that have left and that are speaking out. And I don't know if he always intended for this to happen, Ray, or if it devolved and it continues to devolve. I've seen him, his personal account now, he's rebranded himself. He used to say something like he helped network marketers. Now he says this weird gobbledygook. It's like, I help high achievers master their emotions and maximize their potential. I think that's the angle he's going for. So, which is fucking, in my opinion, Keith Raniere, fucking Nexium. It's the same. It's the same shit.
It sounds to me, blah blah blah, give me your money, blah blah blah, I'm gonna scam you, blah blah blah. And if you don't get it, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you're an idiot. There's something wrong with your mindset. You will continue to self-sabotage yourself, and you will continue to have limiting beliefs. And if you don't succeed, it's because if, you know, any reason you give, it's always your fault. But that one of the, well, you just set out to prove me wrong. You can't get through these. You can't get through them when they're still in the cult, you know, but I don't like how he's continuing to manipulate people. And I've struggled with, it's like, I'm in a fucking Black Mirror episode. This is weird. Did this really happen? Was this really bad? Yes, it was. But it's like, you're trying to make sense of what happened to you, you know?
Yeah. And my daughter has a t-shirt that she wore to school the other day that says, it's not me, it's you. And I feel like that just encompasses like everything that Ray is. It's him.
Yeah.
He's creating this. He's made this. He's created so much negativity by basically just telling everybody they're stupid and they don't know what they're doing, that people have sought, like, they're seeking outside advice for these things that they're experiencing. And in that, they're finding the truth and leaving.
Yes. He hurts. You get hurt enough. This was one of the weird things when I was listening to your podcast. I was so judgmental about people. I'm like, oh, sure. You had to personally hurt before you left. It's like, yeah, Julie. That's typically what happens in every scenario. Like, you have to, and I had, that's the only way. It's not a bad thing, but that's how messed up my mindset was. That's how messed up my thinking was.
Yeah.
No, there's like, and even like there's words that I can't handle now that we would use so much, like just curious, would you be open to? Ugh. And then there's that feel, felt, found. And then this other one, we'd be like, say, it's like, oh, well, Roberta, when actually Roberta, when people say, when people typically say exactly what you just said, they sign up. Like we'd say shit like that with the L-Y. It's like, there's all these words when I hear it and I'm like, oh,
right. That's it's why. Not a business. And that is, it goes, always goes back to that, right? Like if this was a legitimate business, you would care about the holes. You yeah. would care about the leaks. You would care about the problems.
Yes.
You would care about people not getting their stuff on time. You would, if this was a legitimate business,
yeah.
but it's not.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
It's a scam. And it just have the products in. And there's like some people too, my products are great. Yes, they can be amazing and they can absolutely work for you. Absolutely. It's the recruitment. There's recruitment. There's a problem. Yeah. It's just these, it's.
I mean, if I started a MLM where I'm just selling 2x4s, like people are yeah. like, they're just 2x4s. Like I can buy them anywhere. Like there's a reason that the products are unique, that they come yeah. in colors that you can't find places. They come in prints you can't find. There's a reason. And yeah. it is because they want you to come in. That is the gateway to coming in. Oh, look at those pants. Oh, that's an yeah. interesting shake. Oh, that tastes good. Oh, it cleared up your acne. Whatever the miracle product is that solves the big problem that everybody has, like that's the gateway. The products yeah. have to be a little bit okay, a little bit. If the product sucked, no one would join. If it yes. was just like a thing you could get anywhere that had nothing special about it, nobody would join. So it has to be slightly special.
Yes.
Even if it's only special because the pyramid cult gods say it's special.
Yes. You know, the healing from this is everybody heals kind of like differently. And I know if there's anybody listening to this from Rank Makers, I know what it was like. I blocked people. I could just hear hate. Why are they so angry? And they don't recognize, I couldn't recognize other emotions. They were all wrong, you know? And it's like, but just taking that time away a little bit, even some time off social media, you start to heal pretty quick. You start to see things through. And the people in Rank Makers are really, really, really good fucking people. They are the hardest working people. These people are, they believe and they will create content. They will do live videos. They will do everything. And I look out if these fuckers leave and they start speaking out because they're forced to be reckoned with. They're really good people. They went in because they really do want to impact people. They really want to help people. And when, you know, when they find out that they've been hurting people, that's the impetus to speak out. That's why a lot of us, we're not healing at first, which would be great, but we're just going out and we're like, we have to let as many people know and start planting seeds because we've actually hurt people and we feel an obligation to speak out.
Well, I will say open call to action for anybody listening who was in Rank Makers, is currently in Rank Makers, is thinking about joining, whatever. If you have a story, you know, like let's continue this too, because we need to expose this sort of stuff. And this one seems pretty bad. And because people are already talking about it and we're gaining some speed, like if you have an experience with this, like let's talk.
Right on.
Thank you so much, Julie. Like you were so great. Are you ready to do some rapid fire questions?
I'm ready, Roberta. Let's do this.
All right. So what is one word that encompasses how you feel about multi-level marketing?
Deception.
What is a piece of advice that you would give to somebody who is thinking about joining an MLM?
Okay. Now this, I would say that if they're thinking about joining an MLM, they're already fucking hooped. The indoctrination has already begun and I'm going to see you in 5 years and see you on the other side. Good luck. But on the off chance that they're serious about thinking about it, that they're open to be taking in additional information, that's key. I would suggest treating it like a real business then before you sign up. And I would absolutely talk to people who have left the company and listen to like stories from your podcast of people who have left. It is critical to take in opposing information. At the point, if you're already thinking about it though, I think it's like, I honestly think it's too late. Like I know people have like gone in and then they've gotten out, but it's like the indoctrination has already happened because they're already told, don't look at what's on the internet. There's people that are angry. They're just haters. You've tried the products. The reason why they're thinking about it, it's probably because maybe their friend gave them like some skin cream and they love it. And they're like, it's really not that big of a deal. Why should I? Is it that? And that would be my only thing. If they're serious, go and talk to, they don't even need to talk to, they can just find it on online podcast or YouTube videos. And I'd also go on, I'd recommend going on to Reddit, anti-MLM Reddit, and going in there. Yeah. Because what that's going to be the preview of what your future is. You're going to be like, oh God, I did all these things, you know?
Absolutely. What is the worst MLM in your opinion?
I think it's Amway, just because it's the mothership. It's, I mean, you could go way, 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 you know, like further back, but that fucker, that's the worst. Yeah.
What was the hardest lesson that you learned while you were in MLM?
My instincts were right all along. And I should have listened to them. I mean, I was listening to them, but fucking brainwashing, you know, takes time. But my instincts were speaking up from the beginning. You know, I didn't have the, I think there might be a misconception that you're told, don't listen to your instincts. It's more insidious. It's framed as your comfort zone. It's framed as like, look at all of us together. These people don't pay your bills. Like you just got to keep on going. That's how it's framed. But what it's saying, what it's meaning is that stop listening to yourself. Like what Stephen Hassan talks about, your internal locus of control shifts to an external locus of control. You need to listen and do exactly what your upline says or what your network marketing coach says. So that's, I would be at listening to my instincts.
And then finally, the positive takeaway.
You know, I'm really good at making fucking content and I know how to plant seeds. I know how to water them. And I want to reach my friends that are in Rank Makers and I want to help them get the fuck out. And I know I was in there for 5 years. I took notes, detailed notes. I know I still speak the same way that Ray speaks with some things I do. I'm like actively working to get that. So I know the content is reaching people. So content creation and if anything else, learning how fucked up and toxic this stuff is so I can speak out about it, you know. And I don't know if I'm ever going to do this, like if I'll keep on doing this forever, but right now it's the time is right and I'm going to just keep speaking out.
Well, you guys heard it here first. Julie Anderson is the Johnny Appleseed of anti-MLM. Keep planting those seeds, babe, because you are killing it. And I am so happy to have you. Your voice is amazing. Your Gen X content is great too. So you guys go for the anti-MLM and stay for the ridiculousness because it is great. Julie, thank you so much for spending the afternoon with me and telling your story. And once again, fuck Ray Higdon.
Thank you, Roberta. It means a lot. Like when there's people that are outside that don't know who he is. And aren't impressed, it really means a lot to people within it because we hold him like in such high regard, you know, and so many people are just too afraid to say his name or to give any kind of criticism, you know, and I'm fucking harsh, but that's how I feel. So fuck it.
Well, you know, Ray is a dime a dozen and there's all kinds of other toxic men who are trying to educate people to get them to spend even more money in scams. And we're just going to take our time and work through all of them and expose all of the red flags so that we stop giving them money.
Oh, you're the best, Roberta. I'm so glad I saw it. I'm so glad that you started speaking out and started this podcast. This is pretty fucking cool for me right now.
It's pretty fucking cool for me right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roberta.
Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And follow us on social media at Life After MLM Podcast and my advocacy at The Real Roberta Blevins. You can find all of the links to the social accounts in our show notes. And if you just listened to that incredible story and you thought, oh my God, I have a story just like that that needs to be told, hit me up, therealrobertablevins@gmail.com. I would love to have you on the show to share your story and start your journey in life after MLM. See you next time, Huns.